Welcome everyone to We Talk, where we sit down with women entrepreneurs. We talk about successes, failures, and journey along the way. I was reflecting upon this podcast this month because it's Women's History Month, and I thought to myself, I really wanted to do something different to sort of pay respect to not only the women that I have interviewed, but also the women listening, the women that have come before us, and the women that are going to come after us, in sort of a summary of what is the definition of success for each one of these women. And my hope is that you will see that as each one of these women has different success definitions, I encourage you to try to find your own on your adventure of finding success. I hope that you enjoy. What is your definition of success?
So I gave this some thought, and I just think there are so many ways to look at this. For me right now in our business, my definition of success is, are we growing and changing the world and providing a safe, healthy place for people to work and providing jobs for people, right? So kind of checking all those boxes.
Those are some big boxes.
Yeah, they're big boxes. Yeah. And that to me, like, you know, we're not the world's biggest translation company, and we don't, you know, we're not doing the super fast growth. We don't have a whole lot of publicity. We're not the cool kids on the block maybe, but our people are happy, you know, and we're a team, and we're working all the time to have like a healthy culture where we can work and provide for our families, and we can provide health insurance for people. And like, you know, that feels good and it's wonderful. And also we're advancing this narrative about language accessibility, which really is important to me personally. So that kind of is a measure of success for me. You know, I'm happy that we're successful there. And really just, you know, the idea that we're changing things so that people who don't communicate in English can actually make a doctor's appointment, can actually read, you know, their mail, can actually participate fully and have equitable access is to me huge, right?
I would vote that as you being the cool kids on the block. So
I always think about how, you know, the level of inequity that exists because of language access is not something I don't think that we would tolerate in any other corner of our culture. But for some reason, with language access, it hasn't really come up. People don't really see it. So being able to be a part of changing that for me is a measure of success. Yeah. And something that makes me personally really happy too.
What does success mean to you?
Ooh, I love this question. It has changed over the years. And this, I would say, if you asking me now, and hopefully this is the answer that I give throughout the rest of my life. But for me, success is being able to do what it is that I was sent on this earth to do. And so as someone who is a believer, I believe that we all are like put in this earth with gifts, with talents, you know, with special things that, you know, are just unique to us. And so I think it's three pronged, right? Success means finding what that thing is, finding what that gift is, finding what that purpose is, and those whom you're meant to serve, and then doing that work. So for me, success is today that I am operating in my purpose, that I am fully tapping into my gifts. I'm discovering new gifts on a regular basis, and I'm helping to change lives of others, whether it's big or small. I'll say this too. I had a mentor, he since passed. His thing was, you know, I want to leave this earth empty. Meaning that all of the gifts, all of the knowledge, all of the talent, everything that he had, he wanted to pour it out onto anyone. And to this day, I still call him my mentor, even though he's deceased, because I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still gleaning. And so for me, that's what my definition of success is, that I operate in that space while I'm here. And then when I'm not here, that I'm still sharing in that capacity.
I love that so much.
One of the questions that you had, like, how would you define success? To me, it's kind of finding balance and achieving balance where you feel like yes, I'm spending enough time with my kids outside of work, but yeah, sometimes they're going to have to sacrifice. And that's what we have to do as a family in order for us to have like the awesome times that we have.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So you talked a little bit about success earlier, mm-hmm. right? So the, let's double down on that, right? So you said success to you is balance. Mm-hmm. What does that balance look like on a day-to-day basis for you?
Literally?
Literally.
I think that balance is going to work post year long vacation. I was getting really bored, I have to tell you.
You were getting bored on the vacation?
I mean, it wasn't a vacation. It was like our real life. Our kids were in school. I went surfing every day because I had to find something to do with my type A self. So I learned how to surf. I worked on my Spanish. But by the end, I was like, I cannot wait to get back to work. I cannot wait to get back to work and be doing something physical all the time, which is standing and cooking is something I love to do. So, okay, what does balance look like to me? My day looks like getting up and doing my favorite thing, which is having a cup of coffee as soon as I wake up.
It's a good thing you started to own a coffee company.
I know.
Right?
Like,
it's a good thing.
Kind of. Paris. My kids go off to school. I go to work. I cook all day. It's so fun. I get to talk to people like you. And then I have a very balanced life now in that my husband and I are like equal partners with our kids, which I do not feel like was able to happen when my kids were much younger. So something I've always done as a parent, new business owner, or someone that's 10 years in, we always have dinner together no matter what is going on. I mean, always. And I cook dinner every night of the week. That to me is like the balance. I go to work, I work my butt off, I do what I need to do, I stay till I need to stay. And when I go home, I get that like time with my kids and I get that time with my husband. And I feel like that's the balance that I've been wanting and that I've been creating for myself. But I'm doing it, you know, yeah. Like
I love it. I love it. What is success to you?
Success is authentically going toward a goal that you authentically created for yourself. So when I look back on my life, I want to see that I operated in a way that was authentic to me, that I, you know, set goals not because the world said these are what your goals should be, but I did them because it's what felt good to me. This applies to business, this applies to motherhood. This applies to my personal goals and the way I show up in my friendships. As someone who's on social media and is constantly seeing the way that everyone is trying to tell you, I mean, here we are coming up on the holiday season. I'm about to feel bad if I have a perfectly decorated house or if I don't. And so things like how you handle the holiday season, do you have a fake tree or a real tree, because it's constantly in our face, it's hard to remember who you are anymore. Like, is my thought because I read that thing, or is my thought because I've checked in with myself enough to know that this is what's important to me? So for me, I want to get to the end of my life and look back and go, you showed up as who you were and you did that for you, not because the rest of the world told you to.
What is your definition of success?
I think my definition of success changes every day. It literally does. I wake up every morning with some kind of plan of how things are going to go and what I'm going to do and what I'm going to accomplish that will get me closer to being fulfilled. And ultimately, fulfillment is success. And it looks and feels different for me every single day. Today, making it here, right, was a bit of a challenge. Just because of the way it unfolded, you know, to start that day. And so fulfillment, though, for me, forget success. Fulfillment is walking in my truth, feeling good about what I've done and how I've contributed for the day or the week if the day was crappy, is what matters to me. Not success. It's fulfillment. If I am aligned with what I believe and the way that I work or how I'm acting, how I'm presenting myself, that's fulfilling. If I am making time for the things that I care about, that's fulfilling. And I am very proud to say that the work that I do at Vibrant, the way that I'm able to engage in community and how I spend my time is very fulfilling for me. But none of it works. None of it works if I can't look in the face of my spouse and my son and my family and feel good about me. And the moment that changes, things need to shift. And some people might say that, you know, that's working towards some kind of success. But for me, it's just genuinely just feeling fulfilled. I'm doing something good. I feel good about it. I'm already showing up happy. And so that's like icing on the cake. You know, I don't really care about success.